Thank you for holding. Is this Mark?
Hey.
Hey, Mark. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
Yeah.
That's always good. I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here, John Tosino. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, I think I know how it is. Really, it's just depending on pricing.
Okay. I'll be able to dive into the pricing with you. I want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in your area. You'll notice if you look up remodeling contractors near you, there's only three guys that are going to show up on the first page next to that map there. That's where we're talking about listing you. You know, we only have one spot open. So if we fill that spot, which we're looking to do, we're going down the list, we're closing out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the hard part is the availability. Now, you don't have a website or anything?
No.
No? Just never got around to it?
Yeah, I mean, I do pretty good.
Without it?
Like, yeah, I mean, I keep plenty of work as it is, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more than just getting you clients. I mean, obviously, that's probably the main reason most people sign up for these services is to get more customers, right? But, you know, there's a lot of other benefits to it, like documenting all the stuff that you're doing, you know? Sometimes old jobs help sell new jobs, you know what I mean? And then, obviously, if people want to look you up, you know, they want to have credibility there. They want to know that you're, you know, have all the proper paperwork and that you're legitimate and having reviews and things like that. It all helps, you know. And then if you ever were to ride off into the sunset one day, you know, you probably want to sell the business and give the book of business to somebody. You know, and that's worth a lot, you know, if you brand the business. So, you know, the branding comes into play too. So there's long-term and short-term benefits to documenting what you're doing here, and, you know, getting your reviews going and everything, aside from just the book of business. What I can say is that if you're doing well without it, you'll do great with it. Because if your next-door neighbor's looking for help, they're not even going to see you as an option right now. You know, that's the crazy thing. So as far as cost, though, Mark, I'll shoot you straight on it. If we were to build you your own custom website as well and then get you that first page placement, you'd be looking at $249.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a dollar less than $250. You know, usually websites alone going to run you a lot more than that, but our goal is to get your foot in the door, start generating some customers for you, and then obviously if you like what we're doing and we're bringing to the table, then, you know, we can end up working together long term.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you already have a Facebook page, too. We'll give that Facebook page a big boost also.
Yeah. And what all does that cover?
Well, that's covering the first page placement on Google. You'd also have Facebook ads. So if anybody has looked you up in the past and then hops on Facebook, or if they looked up one of the services you provide in the past and they hop on Facebook, your company will actually pop up to them with the link to your business page. So that way they could review it. Also, if they're doing an active search on Facebook, they'll be able to see that business page and all the examples of work that you've done on that Facebook business profile.
So, you got to pay that much every month, or?
Oh, yeah, it's month to month, Mark. So we go 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. You know, we just go 30 days at a time with you. And then there's a tracking system that's hooked up to it that you could log into. It's pretty easy to get into. It sounds complicated, but just username and a password. And you could see all the leads that you're getting from it. And if you're missing calls, it'll save their information so you can go call those people back. And that's always good to have too. A lot of my clients tell me that that tracking system is one of their favorite features because maybe they don't need the client right now. But then if things start to slow down, they can go in there and they can cherry pick through all these different leads that are in there and pick who they want to call back or try to work with, you know. So we just try to keep pipelining, you know, as much opportunities as we can. So that way you're never worrying about when the next job's rolling in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we also put you on Bing. Like I said, the website's included too. So we'll have, you know, multiple different ways of bringing in leads for you. There's the first page placement on Google where most of them are going to come from. You'll get some from Bing. You know, you have Facebook ads. You got Yelp. You got Yellow Pages. Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're searching on an Amazon Alexa device in your area. And then, of course, you know, that site where we'll purchase the domain. We'll do all the graphic design and content creation for you so you have a professionally built site. And we'll attach that to all the online listings. So people can use that website as a reference point, and that's what's going to show off a lot of the work that you've already done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like, I don't know what to do, really, because really I need to hire more people before I even try paying something like that, because I've got more work than I can do
right
by
now.
Myself right now as it is.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean, and I think it's good help is hard to come by in general, but I think it's even harder for somebody who's in your situation where, you know, by 2024 standards, Mark, it's almost like you don't exist. It's hard to commit your time and your family's livelihood to a company where you don't really have a track record of this company, you know, so being online will help with that too. You know what I mean? We'll be able to document, showcase what you do and who you are. And then, you know, obviously people will gravitate towards that. If you have work for them to be able to put food on the table, then that's what's going to bring the guys in your door. And then obviously you be smart about who you stick with, right? Because they represent your company at the end of the day. But that'll help. You know, it'll help if you have the marketing and you bring brand awareness to the business. You know, that's somebody, then you'll get real employees, good quality work. Yeah, you don't want to undermine the value of your online advertising.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't doubt that at all. It's just I've already got way more work than I can do. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can cherry pick, though, Mark. That's the common problem with everybody that we have on the first page. They're all getting more work than they can handle. So what they're doing, though, is they're increasing their bottom line by cherry-picking the jobs, you know. A guy calls you with a $2,500 job, going to take you the whole weekend. A couple hours later, a guy calls you with a $5,000 job on the same weekend, you know. And then you just do what's best for your company, right? You take the bigger project.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the course of the year, if you keep doing that, you know, this thing pays for itself 20 times over.
Is there any way I can call you back in like 2 weeks or will you not even have a spot then?
Yeah, the spots, we're just a Google partner. We're not Google. Google doesn't call you. They basically just create a list of the companies that they feel qualify, and then they give it to our reps here, like John Tosino, the guy you were speaking with before you got transferred over to me. And basically what they do is they'll call out all the general contractors in this area until it fills. So the goal is to try to fill it as soon as possible. What's going to change for you between now and 2 weeks from now?
I'll have some of this work caught up maybe.
Oh, well, again, you know, that's always going to be a problem, you know, even if you're caught up on work and you can take them on. You know, you're going to go in there, you're going to take on a couple of jobs, and then you're going to be booked up, and more jobs are going to be calling you while you're booked up. But it's better to have too much opportunity than not enough opportunity. It's a good problem to not have to worry about staying busy, you know. And if you're anything like my dad, the body in motion stays in motion. So, you know, it's not going to hurt you. And you're going to want to keep that kind of surplus if you really are going to hire somebody, you know. I run into guys all the time where they overhire, and then they're rushing us to get them on that first page, you know, as soon as possible because they need to get the jobs going in. You got the opposite problem, but you still will need the marketing and branding to build the value for people to want to work. And then obviously, you know, the branding is going to keep the clients coming in too. It'll keep giving them work. So you just have to be the businessman on that end, you know, deal with the moving parts, take care of the customers, make sure they write good reviews, make sure your guys are completing jobs on time in a professional manner, you know, but I'm sure you're capable of all that. You sound wiser than me.
Yeah, but I'm just going white now, right now.
Okay. Well, I'll put you back on the qualified candidates list for the placement, Mark. Sorry we couldn't make it work. Let me ask you this. Is the only thing holding you back from doing all this stuff, like, the pricing? I know you say you're booked up for a little bit, but is the cost the deciding factor? I mean, obviously, if it was free, you would do it, right?
Well, it's just, you know, that's $300 a month, and, I mean, I already get more calls than I need, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of good volume on your own. Well, again, I mean, if you're just looking at it from the immediate return on investment perspective, you know, over, hey, I'm going to try it for a month, and then, you know, the last time we had a spot available in this area.
I just I did do it, and I don't like it. It don't benefit me in any way, whatever.
You did it once.
Am I still responsible for paying $300 every month from now on, or like?
No, it's month to month.
Over that, or
no, Mark. It's month to month.
Well,
okay?
The only reason is because, like, my wife, she went with a home advisor or something. They screwed her whole credit up, and like we paid them $3,000, and like it was just a big joke. Really.
I hate those guys myself. I've had a lot of my customers. I've even helped some of my guys. I've gotten on the phone and gotten nasty with that company before. Home Advisor by Angie's List, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys are, they don't do what we do, Mark. What they do is they put themselves on Google, right? Like we're trying to do for you right now. So they would capitalize on a service like this. But when they get the leads, they take the lead and they sell the lead to you and like five other guys for 50, 100 bucks. They take their money and run. Now only one of you is going to get that job, even though they sold the lead to five of six of you, you know? So the other 80% of you just paid 50, 100 bucks for nothing, and they get out of there and scram and keep the money. So I've dealt with it a lot, you know, where I've had clients of mine who have used that service. But what I can say is that every single one of them tells me that they're really happy they're on the first page of Google and they don't got to pay per lead anymore, and that they don't have to deal with arguing with them, disputing charges, and all that nasty stuff. We don't do any of that. We don't even ask you to sign a contract. We want you to come back on your own, you know. So it's a month-to-month agreement. And if you want to discontinue it, then we part ways as friends, you know. We just stop doing the optimization. We don't bill you. And then, you know, you keep your Google verification and a lot of the content that we create for you up until that point. But you just won't see yourself on the first page anymore once we stop doing it. But that doesn't mean you won't have those credibility factors, you know. It'll help you even if you just tried it for a month, because now you have a Google business profile where people can go write reviews and everything. And that's something people are going to want to look up, whether they're considering you for a job or if they're considering working for you, you know? So, the short answer to your question is it's a true month-to-month service. You can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. If somebody tells us they don't want to be on the first page, we stop billing them. We part ways as friends, and we stop doing our work on the back end of their profile. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how much did you say it was?
I know you were saying 300. It's actually 249.
249.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I can try it.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Home Advisor and you've been doing word of mouth and doing good now, then, you know, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose here.
Well, the only thing I see where the only part where I think I might gain is the fact that I'll be getting more calls. I don't have to look. Sometimes I'll lower my price and just to get a job.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I might not have to.
Right.
I don't have a big volume of calls. I just close a lot of calls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that just comes from having, you know, good sales ability, good person ability, and reasonable pricing, you know? But
yeah.
we're kind of...
For the phone calls I get, I do good, but I need more phone calls. That way I can be more choosy.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is going to put you not just in position to get more calls, but we're telling people you're a top rated contractor in the area. So you can hold your price. If they don't like it, they can go find somebody else. You'll get another call. You know what I mean? So that's definitely a luxury. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. What's your business email address? I'm still going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. So that way you have it documented and then you could write this off later as a business expense.
All right. It's additionexperts2021@gmail.com.
Experts2021@gmail.com. Okay. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have an address on file here for you of a let me see here. I don't know if this is right, though. Oh, hold on. They're asking me for a website. I know you don't have a site. Okay, no, they're saying they don't have an address on file. Okay, I got you. What's the business street address?
11975 North Wilderness Road, Berea, Kentucky.
Okay. 11975 North.
Yeah.
Wilderness
Road, Berea.
Wilderness. Okay. Wilderness Road. I found it. 40403?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hide your address for you, Mark. Don't worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep or anything like that. Google just wants it on file.
Well, my house ain't finished, so I wouldn't want them to.
No worries. It's just they might send a postcard to you in the mail. They don't always go that route, but they might. They might send a little card in the mailbox, and it'll say Google on it, and it's a verification letter.
Yeah.
They only got to do that sometimes, though. It's not a requirement anymore. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Madison County. All right, go ahead and save. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business? Like, what are your work hours?
I work whatever hours, Monday through Friday. Sometimes I work weekends too, you know.
Okay,
but,
I can list it by appointment, so they could just call you anytime, and then you can kind of hash out with them what your work hours will be, how you help them. Okay, and then. You accept, like, split payments or you have payment options?
No.
Cash, check, and card? You can't take card yet either, right?
Yeah.
It's just cash and check?
Cash and check. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. Let's submit.
Some people pay me, like, through Facebook Pay and, like, different stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I just like to put on there, like, if there is a card option, or if you do go that route, the banks try to charge you, like, 2 to 5% sometimes. And I like to put on there that if they're going to use the card, they're going to have to pay that difference, not you. Because then it ends up, you know, you end up losing money.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a $10,000 job, 5%, you know, it'll add up over time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, definitely.
I always like to document those things.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you have to do to set up a card payment anyways? Like,
You go to the bank. You just open a business account. Maybe you already have a business account.
Well,
but
I have a business account, so I guess I can take a card. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what you do is you go down there, though, and they have a merchant processing, which is just like an app you could download through the bank, and it'll allow you to, like, punch in their card number, or sometimes you have to buy one of those little swipers, and you could plug it into your phone, and then they could just swipe the card right there, and it'll process the payment.
Well, then, I mean, I guess you could put that I can take cards.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, if I have to, I'll just go to the bank and get whatever I need.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go down there and you just tell them, hey, I'm trying to accept cards for my business, and you already have a business account, they'll set it up for you. Might cost you, you know, $100-$150 to get the card reader if you want it, but you can manually punch the numbers in through the app, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I got y'all squared away, though.
I don't want to go that route because I don't want it to charge me more money, you know, but...
Right.
The
banks
could
do
that if they want to pay the difference, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lot better that way, too, than to have, like, somebody hand you a check, and then if the check bounced or something, then you got a real awkward situation, you know? I don't know if you ran into that, but, you know, when you do it through the bank, you might pay the extra percentage, but you get your money right away, you know, and you don't have to worry about any nonsense. So, you know, going back and knocking down the walls you just put up. All right, so... I got your business profile all squared away. We're going to build you a website, and then we want to also interview you as we build that website. So the client interviews, they usually take about 45 minutes. It's just general questions about your business. They'll go over, like, the services you provide, the service area you cover. What's a good time where we could do a client interview?
Anytime in the evening, I guess.
Okay. I mean, if you're available this afternoon, I could have them circle back with you between 6 and 7 here, just in a couple hours, about an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. I just have to go look at a job at, like, 7.
7? Oh, it'll be done before then, 100%. Or I can push it to tomorrow, too. It's really about your preference and where you're most comfortable. But it's easy stuff. You don't have to hop on a computer or anything like that. They're just going to ask you, like, you know, what services you provide specifically. We don't want to list you for anything that you're not willing to do, because then you have people calling you, wasting your time. We don't want to advertise you in any areas that you're not willing to go to, right? So we want to have your service area and services very specific. And then they'll ask you some basic stuff, like, what's your mission statement, what's your favorite color for the website, you know. It's basic stuff, you know, and it helps us get the website and everything up and running in a timely manner.
Yeah.
So it'll take about 30 to 40 minutes. You'll definitely be done before 7. But it's up to you. Do you want to schedule it for tomorrow? Or you want to
No, today's fine.
Okay. All right, I'm locking in right now. All right, and then the last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment of the, I think you just got the text notification for that appointment. But how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
I have a card.
Okay, now is this under your name, Mark, or does it have the business name on it as well?
It has the business name on it.
Okay, so it says Mark Wilson, Addition Experts and Remodeling, LLC?
Actually, it has my wife's name on it.
Okay.
On this card.
You're authorized user, obviously, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to leave it under Mark Wilson, and I'll run the payment under Addition Experts and Remodeling, LLC, and I'll send you the receipt and everything in writing to your email, so that way you can just write it off. I don't want to have any hiccups with the name. Okay. And then your billing address is the same as the street address you gave me? The North Wilderness Road?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
Four seven three two.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0128.
128. And then 3-digit code on the back.
887.
887. Okay. And then we have a security question on your account in case you want to verify our identity, or vice versa. If somebody calls in and it just doesn't quite sound like you, we'll ask the security question to verify the identity before we do anything with your profile. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Mark?
Hurst.
Hurst. H-U-R-S-T?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me update. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, and you'll be good to go until the client interview between 6 and 7. Now, as I'm walking you through this recording, if I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Yeah.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Mark. It says, welcome to Local Splashes. Oh, you okay?
What I need to do here?
It's just an outline of the agreement. So I'm going to go over like the discounted pricing structure I gave you, the billing date, cancellation policy. There's no cancellation policy, but I'm just re-outlining that, right? And then we're going to send that to you in writing with your receipt, so that way you have it all documented, you know, everything we're doing for you for the price.
All right.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Addition Experts and Remodeling.
LLC, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Mark Wilson, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company?
Yes.
All right. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
You don't got to answer every one of them. We just put that in there because we want you to be responsive more so when we're calling you. I understand you're probably going to have an overflow of clients. You're going to miss some of them or just not get to all of them. That's fine. Cherry pick them at your own discretion. All right. And then it says here, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Home Advisor's fully out of your hair, right? That those Angie's guys, I don't have to call them out.
Yeah, that's been over for you.
Okay.
They still call me every once in a while.
That's crazy. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I don't want those guys like touching any of your online listings or anything like that and then me going off because I'll call them up, you know, if something's going wrong that's preventing us from having you listed. So.
Yeah, no, there ain't nothing.
Okay.
I tried to use somebody a long time ago from California, and it was like way higher than what they told me, like way, way higher. And I was like, nah, we got rid of that. That was when we first opened the company, actually.
Well, you're perfect timing on that.
That's the only person I've ever.
The next line on this verification, Mark, and we only ask you to let us know, by the way, just so that you don't duplicate anything. We don't want you paying for something you already have or duplicating anything. But this voice verification says here in clear English and black and white, right? The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months. Your payment will be charged today. It's going to be April 11th at the discounted price of $249. There are no other charges. There's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. Okay? When the term is completed, the agreement's going to set up to renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll stay at $249. Okay, that's it. The price will never go back up on you. It says you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the 11th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Yep, that's it. So So no surprises. It's not going to be, I'm telling you, it's 249 and next month it's 500. There's no, like I said, we don't do business like that. All of our calls are recorded. We're partnered with Google. You know, I mean, I don't want to
say 249.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll never go back up. We usually charge double that for our general contractors. So I gave you a deal that's going to stay a deal as long as you're with us. It's not just like an introductory, now I got you hooked and you love it, and now it's back up. You know, it'll just stay $249 as long as you're with us. And then also, if you go to your text messages, you have that in writing. You also have it in your email in writing. You'll see a link in there. It'll say, like, Mark, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And it'll have, like, a link there to the terms. And that's also in your email as well. So you have that documented, too, in black and white. So it'll have everything we're doing for you in there. So clear as day, you know. So if you lawyered up and we're not holding up our end, we lose.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been doing this for 12 years myself. You know, our company's been around since 2004. So this is as good of a marketing strategy as you can get. We're premier partner with Google. If you look us up, we're right next to Google here in Southern California. So.
Yeah.
All right. So I got your business profile all squared away. Client interview is scheduled for today, so we're going to circle back with you between 6 and 7 o'clock. If anything changes, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Just give me a call back, or I don't know if you like to text message, but let me know if there's a problem, and then I could always reschedule it for tomorrow if we have to. But I want to try to get things rolling as soon as possible. Okay? The sooner I get it knocked out, the sooner we can make some money together.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again for signing up. I appreciate your vote of confidence. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99%. I'll let you get back to your day because we're going to circle back with you here in just a couple hours. But like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just give us a shout, okay?
All right.
All right, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.